Greetings and welcome on board WDKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders, our producer. We're pre-recording this particular segment, and our guest today is Terry McBride. She's the president of the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area. It is an organization that we fully support and endorse in every way, and they have an open mic here anytime. So thank you so much, Terry. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for being president. There are so many jobs that you've been doing in the past year as a president, and you're a one-termer. You did agree to do this sort of for 1 year. So congratulations on nearly completing that year. And what have you done this year as president?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a busy year. We've been building up to an event that's going to happen this Sunday, the celebration of two centennials, the founding of the League of Women Voters, and the ratification of the 19th Amendment to our Constitution, which gave women the right to vote. So it has been a busy year. We've, as a league, done a lot of different activities to build up to it. We've done everything from our book club, read a book. We've mounted an exhibit at the Lewisburg Children's Museum about women's suffrage, and that will be available to the public in the next couple weeks and on view for a while. The league also has put a fabulous exhibit at the Union County Public Library on Reitz Boulevard about women's suffrage and the League of Women Voters. We sponsored a bus trip to Washington, D.C., to the National Portrait Gallery to view an exhibit on women's suffrage. And well, that's just a couple of examples of what we've been doing.
Well, and that describes what the Lewisburg League of Women Voters has done in the past year. And tell us really quickly what the league has, what the league does every year.
Oh my gosh! Well, we are because of our founder, a nonpartisan organization. Carrie Chapman Catt, who founded the league in 1920, following decades of efforts to try to get women the right to vote, felt that when women had the right to vote, they would need education on how to vote, what was involved in voting. In other words, you know, help with it being educated on issues. So our league has followed that nonpartisan initiative. We need women and men of all parties and affiliations and viewpoints to be involved in our democracy. So we at the Lewisburg League really focus on our nonpartisan role, working with individuals who are from all persuasions to help them be educated on issues and to be aware of how to vote. For example, how do you use the new voting machines? We've been out in the communities and doing demonstrations on the Union County voting machines, which are different than they were in the past.
Tell me more about the event this Sunday.
Great. Thank you. So the doors open at 12:30 at the Campus Theater in Lewisburg at 413 Market Street. The event is open to the public. We are thrilled to be celebrating our founding mothers, our foremothers, forefathers, who brought the right to women to vote in 1920. And it will be a happy event, a fun event, a celebration of all who led the way. And that includes our founder, Carrie Chapman Catt. But we will be celebrating women's tenaciousness and the men who had to vote to give the right to vote to the women because they controlled the vote at that time.
And what are some of the
our activities that we're going to have on Sunday include a toast to the tenaciousness of those women. The event will have some music. K.J. Rimmenschneider is going to be performing and some songs that are relevant to the day's event. Bruce Teeple from the Union County Historical Society will put our Union County history of women's suffrage in some perspective for us in the national movement, as well as what happened in Union County to pave the way for the ratification of the 19th Amendment here in Pennsylvania. And generally, it's going to be a celebration, a lot of fun. Of course, league members love to eat. There will be some refreshments appropriate to the day.
Okay. So maybe something you could have eaten 100 years ago, the same type of food. And this is at the Campus Theater, starts at 1 p.m.
Starts at 1. Doors open at 12:30. We encourage people to come early and circulate a little bit. We'll have a program. The Union County Commissioners as well proclaimed March 8th, League of Women Voters Day in Union County. The commissioners will make a presentation of their proclamation. We'll hear that. So again, it will be fun. We will also hear the toast from Mayor Cooney from Mifflinburg. And people who know Mayor Cooney knows he has a wonderful sense of humor. So I can't wait to hear his toast to the tenacious women and men who led the way for women to get the right to vote, passage of the 19th Amendment, and the 100th anniversary of the League of Women Voters founding.
We're going to see some people in costume by chance?
I have been preparing my costume, many others as well, but not everyone. So, you know, people who want to come don't feel like you need to show up in costume. But if you are so inspired, there's 70 years of history there that led up to the passage of the 19th Amendment. So you can go way back in your costuming ideas if you're so inclined. One other aspect of the program on Sunday is we're going to salute the elected women serving in Union County. Again, if you think that women didn't have the right to vote until 100 years ago, women were not serving in public office as well. So there are many women who have served over time. On Sunday, we're only going to be in a position to recognize those who are presently serving. But it'll be an acknowledgement of their public leadership, their public service, the extraordinary role that women play in elected office, everything from county commissioners to judges to county or township supervisors, borough council women, mayors, and auditors. You know, really, there are county row offices as well that are elected. We salute them, and there will be a little era-appropriate gift for these women. And so many have said that they're coming. It's going to be a delight to recognize them all individually on Sunday.
How do I get more information about Sunday's activity?
The Daily Item is going to run a couple stories, which has been very, very helpful to us. And thanks to WKOK and you, Mark, for giving us some airtime. But anyone who's at home can check our website, which is lwvlewisburgarea.org, or Google, of course, the keywords Lewisburg Area League of Women Voters. We also have a Facebook page, and our Facebook page is League of Women Voters, Lewisburg Area. All are welcome. All are invited. I really hope young people will come. I mean, imagine years from now saying, I was at the 100th year anniversary. And I think people are going to remember this because we intend to make it memorable.
They might be at the 200th year. You just never know the way longevity's gone these days.
I don't think we're going to be here, Mark.
No, not us. Nope. Sometimes I wonder if I'll be at the 100th sometimes, but that's another time. Okay. So that is this Sunday, and the league is also looking for members from throughout the entire central Susquehanna Valley. I happen to be a resident of Northumberland County and the borough of Northumberland, and I'm in the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg Area.
Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that, Mark. All are welcome. Our service area is focused on Union County, but we all live regionally. And we do have members from Montour County, Northumberland County, Snyder County. And we would encourage anyone who's interested in issues surrounding voting rights, voting integrity, anyone who really is looking into the issues that we're focused on, would find us to be an interesting group. And we are open to women and men. 20% of our members are men. And so we're going to salute on Sunday the men who led the way and the women who fought the battle to give us women the right to vote. Imagine if we couldn't vote.
Well, and I should say that my lovely bride joined and signed me up, so that's how I got to be a member. But I'm very glad she did. And WKOK has endorsed the work of the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg Area for a long time. You have candidate forums throughout the year. The Voter's Guide will be coming out in the months ahead as we get to, well, in the month ahead, I guess, as we get closer to the primary, plus a wide range of other activities and meetings and discussions and luncheons where you bring people forward. You just had a luncheon where you had two of the superintendents in the area really talking about the impact of poverty and much greater security and growth of schools and charter schools, the impact all that had. So really fabulous organization to join, and you're better off for it. Again, with the contact information, please.
Yeah, thanks. Interested individuals should check out the League Facebook page, which is League of Women Voters, Lewisburg Area, or our website, which is lwvlewisburgarea.org.
All right, and you want folks to sign up and then go to this Sunday's 100th anniversary activity. I'll give you a final moment to make one more pitch for folks to consider going this Sunday.
Okay, well, it is really going to be a celebration of two centennials, the founding of the League of Women Voters and the ratification of the 19th Amendment giving women the right to vote. Our forefathers did not put that in the Constitution when they wrote it. It took decades of work and some controversy for women to get the vote. I will point out that not all women were included in the 19th Amendment. It took years of further effort for women of color, the African Americans women, to have access to these rights. And so we'll be talking about that. There's a lecture tonight at Bucknell on that subject.
Yeah, you're right. Well, thank you so much, Terry. Terry McBride is here, president of the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area. If you'd want to move up through leadership, I know there's going to be a vacancy in the president's spot in the weeks and months ahead. So, was an interested individual might see that as an opportunity to enjoy more leadership around here. But thank you for your leadership as a member. I know that you've done a fabulous and granted tireless job of keeping this, of helping the organization.
Thank you, Mark. It's really a pleasure to work with the great folks at the League of Women Voters, and all are welcome. All are encouraged to come check us out.